This is VOA News with the clock ticking toward a potential U.S. government shutdown. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday signed a $2.3 trillion spending bill, which he had previously criticized as a disgrace. The plan includes $900 billion for coronavirus relief. The rest is for government spending through next September. The president criticized the bill after it had been passed in the House and Senate, capping months of negotiations between lawmakers. The bill was flown from Washington, D.C. to his Mar-a-Lago club, that's the president's Mar-a-Lago club in Florida, to be available if the president decided to sign it into law. Without Mr. Trump's signature or the passage of a stopgap measure to fund operations, a partial government shutdown would have begun shortly after midnight on Monday. Increased unemployment benefits and eviction protections for Americans whose income was affected by the pandemic expired early on Sunday. Mr. Trump had sharply criticized the legislation for including a $600 one-time stimulus payment for Americans under a certain income level. He said he wanted the sum to be $2,000. That's an amount supported by Democrats. Republicans had argued for the smaller amount. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle had called on the president to sign the bill. U.S. authorities said on Sunday they've identified Anthony Quinn Warner, age 63, as the man who blew up a motorhome at dawn on Christmas Day in the city of Nashville, Tennessee. U.S. Attorney Donald Cochran said at a news conference Sunday that Warner is believed to have acted alone. He said authorities have not determined a motive. One theory is that the explosive was meant to damage telecommunications networks. The motorhome was parked near an AT&T communications building. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. United Kingdom authorities are expected to approve the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine this week, and the head of the company said it will be as effective against the virus as the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines. If approved, AstraZeneca's vaccine will be the fifth one put into play around the world to fight the virus. Early tests show that the vaccine was 70% effective for preventing illness, compared to 95% reported by Pfizer and its German partner, BioNTech. Russia and China also have their own vaccines. The latest vaccine on the horizon comes as the world reached the grim milestone of 80.7 million people worldwide infected by the virus, with 1.7 million world deaths around the world globally, according to Johns Hopkins University. In the United States, 19 million people have been infected with the virus, and there have been 330,000 deaths. On Sunday, several European Union countries began vaccinating against COVID-19, aiming to inoculate more than 450 million people. And in a video on Sunday, marking International Day of Epidemic Preparedness, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the chief of the World Health Organization, said, quote, "History tells us that this will not be the last pandemic. Epidemics are a fact of life." Residents of the Central African Republic returned out in record numbers for presidential and legislative elections on Sunday, despite some efforts by suspected rebels at voter intimidation. The head of the United Nations peacekeeping mission said some rebels opened fire in an attempt to scare voters away from the polls. Rebel groups hostile to incumbent President Faustin Archange Touadéra have carried out attacks and threatened to march to the capital and disrupt the election. After the Constitutional Court this month rejected several candidates, one of those candidates rejected was former president and accused rebel ally Francois Boziz. Touadéra is considered the favorite in the field of 17 candidates. Vote counting begins Sunday. Full provisional results are expected by the end of the week. U.S.-backed forces are carrying out new raids against militants affiliated with the Islamic State terror group in eastern Syria. The new campaign, led by the Syrian Democratic Forces, targets remnants of IS in Deir al-Zor province, which borders Iraq. The SDF said Sunday that its special forces and international coalition forces arrested a member of a terrorist cell north of Deir al-Zor during a joint raid operation. The SDF also added that its forces seized quantities of ammunition during the same operation. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.